My dear friends, greeting and welcome to another episode of Reflections with MJ. We read from 1 Chronicles 13:14. The Ark of God remained with the family of Obed-Edom in his house 3 months, and the Lord blessed the house of Obed-Edom and all that he had. The Ark of the Covenant represented God's presence for the Israelites. It contained the stone tablet with 10 commandments, a pot of manna, and the rod of Aaron. The Israelites carried the Ark all through their journey, through the desert. It was a symbol of God's presence with them, and the enemies were afraid of the great God who protected Israel. When the priests came and ministered near the Ark, God's presence came down and hovered over the place. It was a sign for the people of God's constant watch over the Israelites. The nations of the world feared the Israelites in the desert because of the presence of God. The Israelites survived through the inhospitable desert by provisions and protection from the Lord. It was a miracle indeed, and the key to the miracle was the presence of God with them. Here now in the New Testament times, our bodies have been identified as the temple of the Most High God. Not only His presence, but God dwells with us. To those who obey the commandments, Jesus promised them that both He and God the Father will make their home with them. John 14:23. What abundant blessings will come and befall such a person? Just as Obed-Edom was blessed, so shall we be blessed because of the presence of God in our lives. The key to success is not great wealth, rather obedience to the word of God and the presence of God with us. Even with challenges around us, we will be at peace because the Prince of Peace dwells with us. This will be heaven on earth. Desire this and move away anything that stands hindering God's presence in your life. May you be blessed in all that you do today because you carry God's presence wherever you go. May God bless you with this thought.